Mary. Laundry day was never this much fun.
You wanted me, calling me all the time. That blondie, check out my Chrissy behind. It's fine all of the time. Like sex on the beaches. What else is in the teachers of peaches? Huh, what? Sucking on my titties like you wanted me, calling me all the time. That blondie, check out my Chrissy behind. It's fine all of the time. What else is in the teachers of peaches? Like sex on the beaches.
Fuck the pain away. Fuck the pain away.
Now here's a note for the very dim. Although every question in these very personal problems is a genuine plea for help from some desperately sad tosser, our witty, literate answers are entirely satirical and not to be taken seriously. Hi T, how are you?
Doing good.
Yeah, so tell us a bit about yourself, or do you not want to? Do you want to kind of remain a little bit anonymous, or do you want to...
screw the anonymity. I'm a director with a local sketch comedy troupe called The Peon Project. Mm-hmm. I'm also an actor. I was recently in the movie Choreography, The Making of Death Harmony, and I write and I do photography as well, so...
Sweet, yeah. I've read a bit about you, actually, and I thought, wow, cool. And what we're going to do, You've listened to one of, or maybe half of, one of the Dirty Laundry shows, haven't you? And you know it's basically a sex problem show, and we just like to take the piss, because, you know, some of the problems are just like, what? You're writing in and this is a problem? What are you talking about? So, do you want to start with the first one? I'm gonna
just jump right in it. Let's jump right in it.
Yeah, I'm gonna get a new one for you now. Let me have a look. Steve from Preston in the UK says, until recently, I had an ordinary sex life. Now, I find I like to wank myself with my wife's dirty pea-stained knickers on my head. Is this normal?
No. But I'm sorry, I have an aversion to bodily fluids that are like, you know, like pee and like shit.
Piss and shit.
As long as you're not hurting anybody, though, I guess it's okay, but, dude, no. I mean, well, I was like, oh, and all of a sudden I turned into a perp. What the fuck is that shit? Oh, my God.
Well, I have to admit that I do pee on people. I do pee in people's mouths, and people pay me to do it.
Okay, but it's consensual and you're making money. But and my friends that are into it tell me it's sterile, but I personally am not into that.
Oh, come on. It's sterile. Oh, my God. My last fuck buddy, I would suck his cock after he'd pissed all over me. And it would make me gag. It would go, you know, the taste of it. I mean, people say, oh, it doesn't taste that bad. It does.
Depends on what they've been eating, and I'm guessing if it's like ejaculate, depends on what they've been eating that day, and also the ammonia content or whatever, but I can't do it.
Do you want to move on to another problem now?
Yes, please.
Okay. Jimmy from Slough, again in the UK, says, and I read this exactly how they're written, by the way, so don't blame me for the silly words that you might hear. I've got my own silly words. You'll hear them later. My girlfriend won't let me lick her Jazzy Jeff. I've never heard it called that before, but there you go. Her Jazzy Jeff. I like licking the furry muff, but my little bit on the side won't let me taste her doner kebab. How many words for cunt can you get in here? I've been with her for 3 years and never had a close encounter with her cunt. Please help. I'm worried in case there's something she doesn't want me to see. What? So his girlfriend will not let him lick her cunt.
Now that is weird. I have to admit, like, I don't know if she has like a chronic yeast infection or something, but who doesn't like getting head? Honestly.
I don't like it if they're down there too long and they're trying too hard and it's just like, oh, just and they're slobbering all over it. Ugh.
Well, I mean, you know, I've never had any of that issue. Either on the receiving end or on the giving end. So, but...
Well, that's because everyone you've been with knows how to do it. I've been with... guys are the worst because they don't know what to do. They just think, you know, lick all over it. And like licking a lollipop. They think they're licking a lollipop or something, or an ice cream or something, and it's like, ugh!
If they're licking a lollipop, they should be going after a cock then and not a pussy, but anyway.
Hey! I know! tell you, what music are you into? Rock music, I take it. You're a singer, though, aren't you? Did I read that right? Did I read that right, that you're a singer, too?
Yeah, but I don't have any projects going right now.
Okay. Otherwise, I'd play some of your music. But what are you into?
Well, mostly, like, right now, I do punk and ska, vocal-wise. But I listen to all kinds of music, everything from rap to nerdcore to electro. Cool. Even some, like, the alternative country, like, the more dark stuff where they're talking about killing people and...
Yeah.
You know... Just things like that.
Okay. Would you mind if I played then some Bloodhound? Because someone on Facebook reintroduced me to Bloodhound Gang today, and I was like, oh my God, I forgot about them. Do you remember those ones that sang them?
Yeah, they're funny.
I'm going to play Kiss Me Where It Smells Funny. I'm going to play that now.
Classic.
Gang and Kiss Me Where It Smells Funny. And I'm back with T. And is there anything else you want to talk about, T? Do you want to talk a bit more about yourself, or do you want to go straight in for another problem?
No, let's go for another problem. That's more amusing to me than me.
These are all from the UK, these problems. Charlotte, who is 15 years old from Ireland, she says, I'm a lesbian, and about a month ago, my pussy started seriously irritating me. It was itching and being quite sore. Now it's caught on to my girlfriend. I want to tell someone, but I'm too scared. I just want to know if you could take a guess as to what might be going on. Please don't be nasty.
Honestly, that sounds like a yeast infection.
Yeah.
You can still transfer yeast infections between two women.
Yeah.
And luckily, they have creams for that, but you could also, given her age, I think she should go probably to the school nurse and be like, hey,
yeah,
think I got a yeast infection, help me out. I mean, it's not that big of a deal, it's not nasty or something to be embarrassed about, but...
No, not at all, because, I mean, I've caught things off vibrators and sharing dildos and stuff, because, well, I've never had anything... touch wood, I've never ever had anything major more than a yeast infection or, you know, anything like that. And you get that BV, don't you? And it's caused by washing too much. Yeah.
Well, washing too much also, imbalance in blood sugar level or any type of pH difference. Like, I've had it happen before with certain lubricants. no matter, you know, even after I washed up afterward and everything, I still managed to get an infection. It happens.
I'm going to move on to, oh, this one's from Brooklyn in New York. Zebra, not a real name, obviously. Zebra. Why would you call yourself Zebra? Maybe there is someone called Zebra. I don't know. Whatever. Her problem is...
Parents.
What? What?
The parents were hippies. I can see it.
I thought you said, I know her. Oh, what?
Oh, no. Never been to New York. It's all lies, I tell you.
Well, her problem is that she says, I can't have an orgasm from intercourse. This is probably way more common than people think. So I figured it was because the boys I fucked in the past were probably all a bunch of selfish pricks. But I've been with 3 new people since and still nothing. Beside from getting a few good hand jobs, in other words, being fingered, you know, really well. Why are they calling it hand job? That's a guy's word, hand job. Should I just wait until some compatible fuckmate comes along? Or is it actually possible to be not physically able to have an orgasm from intercourse? Is it just the clit that needs stimulating? I've been with varied cock sizes too, big and medium. So, it's come when I fuck myself really hard with a dildo, I make myself come. So, I mean, you know, when you use a dildo or whatever, do you come with that? Or is there times when you don't come?
Well, no, it depends. It really depends. Like, mostly I'm a clitoral person.
Yeah.
And also, a lot of times, it's not just with, you know, internal stimulation. It also, like, nerves. If you were too anxious and, you know, nervous while you're trying to have sex, you won't come. I mean,
yeah.
So it's a combination of factors, really.
If you're thinking about it too much, and it does affect it, like you say, it's mental,
yeah.
Isn't it? Because you're thinking about it too much, and you're thinking, oh God. But I find that I always come every time I get the right shape dildo or vibrator. I always come. You know those G-spot ones that are curved. Always. Every fucking time. And like I said, when I have sex with guys and they go down on me, I rarely, very rarely come from them going down on me because they don't know what to do. Whereas I've had probably 2 guys that have known what to do, and the rest, every time I'm with a girl, I'm, whoa! You know, because we know what to do. But, yeah.
Exactly.
Guys are just all over the place. They don't know what to do. They're like, it's a hole. Maybe if I lick all the way around the hole, that might work. Like licking a donut. Like the licking a donut, you know? So, Abigail from Vancouver in Canada says, I love to masturbate, and that's why I'm planning to get my first vibrator. Oh, bless her. I just want to know if vibrator... Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I wish I'd read this before.
Oh, did
you? No, I told you.
No, go on.
Most of these questions are the dumbest questions ever, which is why I take the piss of people. The genuine problems taken from genuine problem pages, but they are thick, stupid, dumb. I love to masturbate, so why I'm planning to get my first vibrator. But I just would like to know if vibrators make you pregnant.
What? What the fuck rock was she hiding under when they were doing
that? She said, I just want to know what's in a vibrator because I've seen the ones that squirt and I want to know what's in them. I can get pregnant if I have sex with my boyfriend but not really have sex. He doesn't really put it in there and he wears a condom and I don't sit on the toilet
after him or anything. And I'm like, she thinks she can get pregnant from sitting on the toilet.
Damn, and I could have gotten pregnant a million times over in all the club bathrooms from London to fucking Jacksonville, Florida. Oh my God.
Oh dear me. Fucking funny. Oh, here's one. Amy from Sydney in Australia says, I have been really concerned lately. My boyfriend has been going to bed early and I have walked in the room and caught him jacking off. When I walk in, he stops doing it. I get into bed and he turns away from me. If I walk out of the room and then go back in, I catch him doing it again and then he quickly stops. Should I be concerned that he would rather play with himself than with me? I think sometimes that he could be thinking of someone else while he's doing this, and I worry that he doesn't find me attractive. Is it normal for a guy who's in a relationship? I mean, he gets himself so worked up that he does not want to finish the job with me. What could be the problem? Are you fucking real? Oh my fucking God.
But the problem is, you're not satisfying him, and he finds himself more satisfying than you.
Exactly.
Whether it be, oh my God.
All these women.
Sexual techniques. That simple sexual technique. Learning how to do it properly.
I know, it's like, all these women
that...
that's
like being rejected in the background about me being a know-it-all. But anyway, no, I mean, if you're practicing proper sexual technique and actually, trying to please your partner, then they wouldn't be jerking off, and then you're just going to QQ about it when you could be doing something about it.
Women are just so like, oh my God, your husband doesn't even wank in front of you. I love mutual masturbation. Mutual masturbation rocks. You know, when you're laying there next to somebody and you're both frigging yourself off and it's like,
That's fucking hot. I love it. I'm wondering why she's having such a, why doesn't she just join in? Why doesn't she just make some effort? I mean, there's more out there than just fucking missionary, regular intercourse.
No, if it was me, and I walked in on my fella wanking off, I would be whispering in his ear about fucking some dirty slut. I would be whispering in his ear about the stuff I want him to do to a dirty slut. Never mind about worrying about him thinking about someone else. I want him to think about someone else. You know, it gets me off.
Exactly.
But whatever. Ah, oh, dear. Oh.
You have some insecure fuckers writing into the show, I have to tell you.
Do you know what? They don't. I steal them. I steal all the problems off the internet. I find the funniest and stupidest. I find the most stupidest questions. All the questions that we can answer. And that's what I do. So, wow. Yeah. God, if I had those dumb fuck listeners, I'd be, God, I'd be worried. Miriam from Nashville in Tennessee says, when it's time to get an orgasm, I don't know how to let it go. I always think I'm going to pee on him. Please tell me how to get an orgasm and why doesn't my pussy stay wet? Do I push down when I have the orgasm feeling? She's talking about squirting, isn't she? She wants to squirt.
Yeah, I mean, I ejaculate. I mean, it just happens.
Mm.
But, I mean, if you're going to hold back on it, then of course you're not going to orgasm.
Yeah.
I mean, I had to train myself to orgasm without ejaculating at certain moments. But the push down and all that stuff, why are you even getting so technical? It's fucking sex. Just do it. Just go with it.
Just do it and just get messy.
I mean, same thing with earlier. You're not getting off because you're psyching yourself out.
I know. Oh. Sometimes I think, I go and I think, oh my fucking God, and I just let go and then I'm just whoosh everywhere. And it's fucking awesome. It's fucking awesome. But when I was younger, years ago, I used to think, oh my God, don't go any further, because I used to be panicking. I used to think I'm going to piss myself. That was before I got into water sports anyway, so... But whatever. Janine from Liverpool says, I met my boyfriend on an internet website over a year ago, and we're now in a serious relationship. I trust him as much as I could trust any man, even though he works away. The problem is, he still accesses the websites which we met on, and posts new pictures of himself and chats with other girls. When I try to find out who he talks to and what about, simply out of interest in his life, he clams up. He hides the information and won't say anything else. He says he just talks, but I say it's looking for trouble. What would you say? Oh, so she's met a boyfriend or something like Facebook.
I say you're jealous fucking bitch.
Yeah, and get over it.
See, I don't get that whole jealousy thing. I'm in an open relationship right now. And, okay, yes, we disclose things to each other, and that's it. But I'm not all up in their business asking them what they're doing in their bedroom, and they're not asking me what I'm doing in my bedroom.
Well, I'm going to ask you what you're doing in your bedroom. Because that's what this is about. So, T, what are you doing in your bedroom?
Well, right now I'm putting on my clothes because no one's here today.
Oh, so you're only just getting dressed.
Yeah. Well, I was in the shower.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I'm dressed now. I just had to get on my pants.
You were bloody quick. You only said you were getting dressed like 2 seconds ago.
Well, I had my shirt on.
Okay, then. No, but seriously, though, what does get you off? What does turn you on?
Well, I mean, I'm a bit more into the hard trade stuff, like, you know, whips and cutting and breath play and stuff like that.
So you're into pain?
Well, pain, but more like using pain as something to be transcended. I mean, yes, it does turn me on, but moving past it.
Right.
Converting it into something, you know, beautiful and cathartic.
Are you like into tantric stuff?
Into what?
Tantric. You know, where it's more about being in tune with each other's breathing.
Oh, channeling the chakra energy and all that.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't had any tantric experiences with anybody because I don't know anybody into that, but I would be open to it.
Yeah, me too. I've never... But the trouble is, I just love a good hard fuck too much. And it's like, oh, fuck this shit. Let's ram it in.
Okay.
Fist me.
No.
I love having my cunt stretched, I do. I'm like, go on, fist me. Get the
like
other one
fisting
in.
Fisting and all that.
Fisting, two fists, if they can, you know. I've never had my ass fisted, though. Never had that.
I've never... to anyone.
I've never...
I'm usually on the giving end of the fisting. I don't take that.
No, I've fisted guys before, and girls, but I've never taken a fist in my ass. Never. Because it's just kind of like, ow!
I have to worry if I got up to my elbow. I mean, I fisted like a girl and I got up, you know, past my fist up to, you know, past my wrist even. But fucking, she was like, you know, hot dogs in hallways and shit, man.
Oh my god. I'm going to read another problem now. Peter from London. As a board security officer in a large office building in London, I was caught on camera pleasuring myself in the early hours looking at a magazine. Stupid, I know, but I thought that particular camera was not working. The result is I'm being blackmailed by younger guards who now have the tape. I could lose my job if the video is shown to my boss. I need the job. So what can I do? Do I call their bluff or come clean with the boss? What do I do?
Well, you should have been fucking jacking off at work anyway. And you're a security guard. You're supposed to keep track of what cameras are working and not.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. He's a fucking security guard. Why is he not fucking checking on the cameras? Idiot.
Right. They can go to the boss with the tape no matter what you do. So, really, I mean, just wait and see what happens. I wouldn't be going and incriminating myself to the boss either. Because that's just stupid. You don't know if they actually have it.
I know. I'm 13 and I think I'm a lesbian. I fancy Sharon Osbourne and have no feelings at all for boys. I really fancy Sharon. What? I find her beautiful and I worry what my friends and boys at school will say about me. Because if you're gay at my school, you get slated and beaten up and bullied. I can't talk to my mum, as this is too embarrassing. What do you think? Well, if this is a real letter, I'm thinking she's only 13. She might be looking at Sharon as a mother figure. I don't know. Maybe that's it.
Well, like a guilt?
Granny, I'd like to fuck.
Yeah. Gilfs in my day, you know, cougars and all that, but seriously, it's kind of sad that people would be picking on her and everything, but at the same time, she, you know, she's 13. She shouldn't really be worrying about that right now.
I know.
You know,
there was...
Or at least wait until she... Like, I came out in high school, and...
What age were you?
I was, 16, actually.
Cool.
Came out, you know, had several boyfriends and girlfriends all at the same time. I mean, it was no big deal. I was, you know, a hothead and an activist at my school. And then I ended up leaving school early and going on to college. So, you know, sometimes you just have to put with it for a little bit.
Don't
be stupid about it.
When did you first find out that you were, into girls more than guys?
I started realizing that during middle school, which, you know, about around that age. Mm. But I couldn't, given like it was very hostile, I couldn't come out.
Well,
yeah, you know, I started having inkling about it, but then, you know, it wasn't really confirmed till I was 16. But all my friends and family, you know, that I came out to, were like, I already knew that, I guess, from watching me grow up.
Well, I went with my first girl when I was 8 or 9, and... basically, me and my sister used to have fun. Me and my own sister.
Oh, man. Like French porn shit?
You'd think I was from the South, wouldn't you? No, but then we'd have a little play. And then there was one of our neighbours who lived over the road from us. She had these big tent, you know, she would go camping and she'd have this big tent and we would all go over and she'd put it up in the back garden and we'd all go over and me and this girl, she was 15 at the time and I was about 9, we would play as if we were a couple, but I was like 9 years old and she was 15.
Damn, that's a little more than a wink woman. Fucking cradle.
And that started me playing with, I found my dad's porn, my stepfather's porn stash. I would frig my little cunt off to that. And I also found my mum's vibrator. And I would try and stick that vibrator. But obviously, I didn't want to. I was only 9 years old. I didn't really want to push a vibrator in my cunt. I was 9. I was like, oh, what if I bleed? I was a dirty little slut when I was little. So anyway, yeah, that was then. And I didn't take my first cock till I was 19 years old. No one can believe that, you know, but I was 19. You know, I didn't really want cock. I was into cunt.
Yeah, I mean, first time with a guy. No, I was 20.
You were 20?
But I wasn't really into cock and... You know, it was just a matter of, okay, well, I might as well get it over with anyway.
Exactly. Do you know what? That's the same reason that I did it. I was so fed up with it, I thought, fuck it. I'm just going to fuck him. And that's the only reason. Otherwise, I would have hung on until whenever, you know? It's because I thought, I want to do what everyone's raving about. I'm going to see what all this shit's about and fuck. But... Yeah. Let down.
I mean, I haven't met really any, very many men that are actually pleasing in that department. It's like rare few. So I just don't with men.
Yeah.
Unless someone can be like, okay, show me what you got.
Exactly. Do you know what turns me on? What turns me on, because girls get me off anyway, but guys really have to be in my head. You know what I mean? They have to be in there. They have to be into the same shit that I'm into. They have to say the right words to me and whatever. And just and let me go, damn, I want to fuck you. You know what I mean? They can't just like wave their cock in my face and go, suck this bitch. Not going to work. It's not going to happen. I'm going to fuck their ass with my strap on if they're going to do that, because it's just not going to happen. They've got to be in my head and they've got to turn me on mentally before they've got to stimulate my mind before my cunt. So, you know, whatever. But that's just me. do you want another problem or do you want to play some more music?
Let's go with more music.
Okay, what do you want to hear? Whatever you want, I can get it played.
What about Misfits?
I'm going to play it now for you.
Torn from a heaven, they fall from the sky and walk the streets of mud.
Dumb problems, a few problems that needed some serious advice, and a few of them that are just like, what the fuck? So, James from New York says, after much planning and emailing and calling, I was finally alone in the hotel room with my honey. We're both married to other people. Unfortunately, she froze up a little bit. Then I had what could be called equipment failure. He couldn't get it up, basically. We did take a shower together, during which time I got a little bit overexcited and launched a missile way too early. Good guy! Well done, love. Well done. I was unable to get it up at all the rest of the night and the next day. However, I was able to give her 16 orgasms through other means. Brilliant. Aren't you a stud? Never spoken of this problem before. I'm just worried. What do you think the problem is? Why is he not getting it up?
It sounds like nerves from the situation, honestly. You're in there. You're in a monogamous relationship with someone else. I don't understand monogamy, but and the other person's a monogamous relationship, and it really sounds like nerves and guilt. I mean, because if he wanted to remedy that, he could have taken some fucking Viagra.
Yeah, Viagra. Why not take Viagra? And he said, I gave her 16 orgasms by other means. I'm like, what? You've got good fingers.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a good dildo there.
Mm-hmm.
Did you fuck her with a wine bottle? Because that's another thing, actually. I like shoving random objects up my cunt. Sorry, that's really random.
How random? You brought this up, how fucking random have you got?
I searched the house for objects that I can fit up my cunt. I'd go in the toolbox and I'd get the hammer and I'd fuck myself with the handle of the hammer. Various size screwdrivers, bottles, you know, like bottles of Bud. Yeah. And I would chip the
bottles.
Wouldn't
that be dangerous though with the glass if it breaks? Like that one jar sitter fucking video? Oh.
What?
No, like there's this like video online my friend was telling about. I haven't gotten to watch it. This guy shoves a jar up his ass, fucking himself in the ass with a jar, but then it breaks and then the dude ends up bleeding to death.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Oh shit, I'll tell you what, oh my god, I've been watching some pretty bad porn lately. I say pretty bad, but in my little sick mind, it ain't that bad. It's sluts taking doggy dick and horse dick.
Bestiality is just, no, it's like a hard limit for me now.
No, but I'm just thinking, because you've just, a friend put me onto it. It's a website called motherless.com, and you put me onto it, and I was like, okay. So I looked at it, and you just reminded me of it, because there's that famous clip, isn't there, where a guy's getting fucked by a horse, and he ends up dying after
it. Oh, Mr. Hand!
What?
Mr. Hand, featured on fart.com.
Really?
Like, he got anal raped by a horse and bled to death.
Is that clear?
Like he would make horses fuck him up the ass, and like one time, he ended up just, getting fucked up the ass and perforating his intestine, and he wouldn't go to the hospital and he bled to death.
It's just, why would you even do that? That's what, that's my next question. Why would anyone, how low in your life do you have to be before you actually get to the stage where you want to be filming yourself being fucked by a horse to death? Or there's those other videos that are out there where the girls are taking the horse in the mouth and it fucking shoots its load straight down the throat. Where do you have, what point do you have to be in your life before you do that? What, you know what I mean? Here's another one about, I had one about cross-dressing a couple of weeks ago, but there's another one now. It's Alan in Norwich. He says, I have been cross-dressing for about 5 years now. I got married last year, hoping to lose the feeling for cross-dressing, but it hasn't gone away. Well, why would it? If you want to cross-dress, you want to cross-dress, love. Doesn't matter. It has got stronger, and I would like to dress as much as I can, but my wife doesn't know about my dressing. Can you please give some advice about how to tell her? Also, could you give me some advice about having a sex change?
I have had these feelings from a very young age. I don't understand. It pisses me off when... pisses me off when people are married or in a relationship and they don't talk to each other. It pisses me off. What would you say?
I mean, just talk to her. You don't need to, you know, pull out, like, a sign and be like, by the way, I like wearing your underwear. I mean, just talk to her. And if she doesn't understand, leave her. Simple. It's just that fucking simple.
And he's talking about having a sex change as well. Well, doesn't he think that that's something that he might have mentioned to his wife before marrying her? You know?
Well, sometimes people really don't figure that out until they get in a relationship and start looking at themselves. And, like, you know, like some people that are gay and they end up getting married to make sure, and then they, you know, they realize, oops, I'm gay. I mean, so... but he should have been more honest with himself from the beginning. And now he's going to have to talk. And just talk. Don't mince words. Don't pull out any bullshit. Just say, look, we have to talk. This is what's going on with me. And hopefully she'll be understanding. If not, she's cunt and divorce her. Simple.
I'm going to move on to another one now. David from Daytona. Where's Daytona, by the way?
Oh, that's like about an hour and a half, like south of me, actually, on the east coast of Florida.
Really? Oh, cool. Well, mm-hmm. David from Daytona says, I recently caught my wife giving and receiving oral sex from another man. And at first, I was really angry at her. But as time went on, I like the idea of another man wanting what I already have, and I would like to film her doing sex acts with another man. I want to know if this is normal or am I screwed up. Are you fucking kidding? That's shit. I do that every fucking day nearly. Go on, carry on. Sorry. You can give your advice.
I mean, it sounds like he has a voyeurism fetish that he just realized he had, and I mean, I don't see a problem with this, but I, you know, I'm not vanilla, so.
Yeah, exactly. That's what, I don't get why everyone is so
Is it normal? What the fuck is normal?
Exactly. What is normal?
Ah.
Fucking idiot. Fucking idiot. But, anyway, here's an easy one. Brett, who is only 15, bless him. I like this girl, but she seems a little bit out of my league. How do I get her? She flirts with me all the time, and I think I'm in love with her. I've been nothing but a complete gentleman, but it seems like she's a little more of a wild girl. Should I try a different approach? This is the girl of my dreams, and I would really appreciate a girl's advice. Aww. Go on.
He's going to get his heart broken by that tramp.
I know. That dirty little slut is going to be sucking the football team's cocks and whatever. You know, he's just got no chance, has he? Bless him.
Oh, I mean, he's going about too nice about it. Holding white knight and shining armor. And it's like, dude, you're thinking fairy tales and life. Real life is not like that. Life is not like that at all.
He needs to grab that slut by the hair and say, Gavaris, look, you're getting fucked. And he needs to slam that dick in her and get her fucked, I think.
I mean, well, I don't know. I mean, you don't know where she's been. I mean, if she's already like that, you know, kind of, well, she's all wild and stuff at that age. You know, and, like, with, you know, like, the one girl out there being afraid to get tested, I mean, I don't know. See, I mean, double bag the shit?
I'm just going to do one more very quick one, okay? I've been having sex for... This is another one who's 15 years old. She's called Carmen. And she says, I've been having sex for almost a year now, and I have little bumps on my clitoris. They're not sensitive, and I was looking on the internet and there was this natural thing guys get. And I was wondering if girls can get those too.
because that's what they look like, but mine are a little smaller. Is there anything to get them to go away? She's got spots on her clit. I've never had that problem.
Say, go to a doctor.
Yeah.
Go to a doctor.
It's not something I can. Just, yeah.
That's nothing we can help with right there. That's going to a doctor, biting the bullet, going to the doctor, and getting examined.
Exactly, you dirty slut. T, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure. Tell us where we can get more info on you. Where can we find your stuff?
Mostly Facebook and Twitter. Wolfwind20 is the main handle for all that.
Sweet. Well, thank you very much, and have a good night, everyone.
World today, you're so good to me, I know, but I can't change. Tried to tell you, but you look at me like maybe I'm an angel underneath, innocent and sweet. Yesterday I cried, you must have been relieved to see the softer side. I can understand how you'd be so confused. I don't envy you. I'm a little bit of everything, all rolled into one. I'm a bitch, I'm a lover, I'm a child, I'm a mother, I'm a sinner, I'm a saint. I do not feel ashamed. May mean you'll have to be a stronger man. Rest assured that when I start to make you nervous and I'm going to extremes, tomorrow I will change, and today won't mean a thing. I'm a bitch.